Good afternoon, everyone. I know I'm doing the graveyard session. I thought that that is how I think about being out there. And so that's my version of being out there. I would like to begin by just saying thank you indeed to the organizers of this very stimulating and insightful conference, especially Chris. I hope you're here, and I really do. I've benefited quite a lot, and I hope I will be adding a little bit to the pot as well. In terms of South African museums, we now have to show what's and all, so that's why we're no longer airbrushing over our past, and we've got to deal with that. And how we deal with that is the journey I'm going to be taking you on. But since South Africa has, in fact, come through the World Cup, and we've just hosted it, I thought I would share what happens in South Africa. This is in Cape Town. There's a group of people that converge every single year to, they were of slave descent, and they converge to celebrate the new year. And this was their version of the District 6 Hanover welcoming the World Cup. So this was them and their artifact, which they placed in the museum for our enjoyment. And as you see, Mandela and Lucas Radebe, one of the icons, representatives of the World Cup as well. They went to bid for it. But with the World Cup came memorabilia, which people produce. And this one was taken out of the sea, and it's the local vuvuzela. Most of you know about it, and it's causing quite a stir here because you no longer can use it. But this one is from the sea. It's seaweed. And the museum were actually teaching young people how to use the seaweed, decorate it, and then perhaps use it when they went. So it gives, it's much harder to blow, but it has a far nicer and softer impact. But what I thought I would do in terms of just framing my talk, I would just give you the convergence of how five trends will reshape the social sector. And this is not me, this is La Piana Consulting, who said that, in fact, these are the following that we must take into account as non-profits and museums. That is, there's going to be demographic shifts redefining participation, and I think we've seen many examples of that. And in terms of that, they just say basically that we are all doing similar, the workforce, we've got to engage the workforce across generations and across cultures, and racial justice has to be supreme. The next thing is technological advances abound, and the whole issue of SMSs and using the digital technologies are very, very important. And if we don't embrace it, we are going to be in trouble. And then the other one is networks enable work to be organized in new ways. And I think this one is fairly a revolutionary technique. There's a museum, there's a technology museum in San Jose, which actually gets museum designers. They get museum designers from across the world to design an exhibition for free. So they run a competition, and it is then they get a design, and then they get their local constructors. So they do all of this over the internet. So that's another way in which we can actually change our work. Interest in civic engagement and volunteering is rising. We all know about that. But Obama used volunteering in a totally different way. He used it using the internet and the web, and that is what they are talking about. And lastly, our sector boundaries